Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I know when it's the right time to call on our favorite talk show host out in Atlanta by way of our area here, Al. That is John Kincaid, of course, and we need his intervention this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, the finest sports talk show host in America, Jonathan Kincaid. Hi, John.
What are you thinking? You need a jolt of positivity that I'm very much looking for?
Well, here's the thing. I'm looking at the Braves, who really have a chance to do something here, and I'm looking at the Phillies. Are they laughing at Atlanta and what's happened here with the Phillies?
Yes. It absolutely is being laughed at, mainly because of the fact that they think that the Phillies went out and said, let's buy, let's spend money, let's make a splash, let's make the big Real Muto deal and then not sign him. Let's go and sign Bryce Harper and make the big deal for, 13 years or whatever it is?
Yep.
Where the Braves just homegrown third base, homegrown shortstop, homegrown second base, homegrown first base, homegrown center field, homegrown right field, homegrown catcher next year.
It's not a coincidence.
They're laughing.
John, how's their bullpen? Is the bullpen good? In Atlanta,
the bullpen's spectacular, but the starters, Ange, they lost every starting pitcher to the injured list this year. All five. When I was down with the Braves in spring training, they lost before COVID. They lost all five pitchers from their starting rotation, and four of them for the year. Like, until Cole Hamels came back, he wasn't available, and then they finally got Cole back the other night. And boy, did that look strange. Did that look really odd to me, to see Cole Hamels in a Braves uniform? I even texted the Braves general manager, and I said, it just doesn't look right.
No.
Cole Hamels
but
with that tomahawk on his chest.
But the Atlanta's 29-21 with no starting pitchers. Are you suggesting Alex Anthopoulos is better than Matt Klentak as a GM?
I'm going to suggest that Anthopoulos is absolutely because one of the things that he did, Ange, is like he took his young talent, not only in the organization, but he locked them down. I mean, Acuna and Albies, they're locked down forever.
Now,
I mean,
is John Hart, president, still there in Atlanta?
Oh, no. He's at the MLB Network.
He went back to MLB, huh?
Yeah, and you know where he spent most of his time?
No.
He spent most of his time on the T-Box when he was in Atlanta. So I don't know how the hell he ever was thinking he was running a team, because he had a general manager in John Coppolella that was, you know, cutting corners and breaking rules and doing all that. And John Hart was off in a tee box at some celebrity golf tournament. Believe me, working on his tan.
All right, here's the thing, though, John. John,
unbelievable.
There's a chance here, if the Phillies do sneak in, that they could face Atlanta early in this expanded playoff format. Is that something Atlanta would want?
Of course they would. They'd love to have the chance to, you know, to knock off a Braves team. But how are you going to do it? I got to know. Nola, I have no idea what Nola's doing. Right. But when Nola's on his game, and then you have Wheeler, and when Wheeler's on his game, that would scare the hell out of any team, Ange, in a best of three.
Right.
And then Tommy Tightpants could pitch third, could pitch game three if he doesn't pull a muscle, you know, falling off the mound. So we could, you know, look, Phillies are going to be a danger. The Phillies are only going to be dangerous in the first three-game series if they make it.
Yeah.
That's the only time any team will be sweating playing the Phillies, because, unfortunately, baseball hasn't legislated five-inning games, which still would cause the bullpen to probably
I'll tell you what, we would be a hell of a team if there were five innings.
Are you kidding me? What's the starters averaging now? And believe me, I'm watching like either 727, 731, watching the Phillies. I have it on the TV every night down here. And I swear to you, I don't know how many nights I've gone to bed wanting to throw the remote and just saying, this team,
is there any way you can throw a baseball?
I invest my passion. I don't know why I invest my passion in them.
You're 100% right. Let's go to the Eagles because that first game, John, was a mess. What did you see?
What I saw was a look, I'm still going to be more optimistic than a lot of people. I will write that off to a injured mess that day on the offensive line. But don't let Carson Wentz miss the criticism here.
Yes.
It's 17-0. Doug Peterson, I believe Doug Peterson's the mastermind, right?
Yeah.
So you're up 17-0, 6 minutes to go to halftime. Why the aren't you running the football? Why are you not running the football, playing keep away, shortening the game? Look, I live in Atlanta, where 28-3 is legendary.
Right? Wow,
you get the big lead and you blow it.
Yep.
And why did they blow that Super Bowl? Because they kept throwing the football. If they had called three more running plays in their possessions in the second half, three running plays where incomplete passes stopped the clock, Tom Brady would have had 17 seconds to do the final touchdown drive where he tied it and sent it to overtime. Falcons blew it by stupid play calling. I expect Doug Peterson to be better than that. I expect him to be smarter than that.
But he's not. John, I got him on. I'm on a Monday, and I'm saying to him, you had 17-0. You revived them. And he went, no, you got to keep the foot on the pedal. You heard what he said. That's ridiculous, isn't it?
That team showed you they were not going to drive the football. If I told you that Dwayne Haskins and the Washington football team was on their own 20-yard line and had to go 80 yards to score, Doug Peterson's going to tell you and tell me that he has confidence that Washington could have driven 80 yards to score touchdowns?
No.
No. It required the Eagles putting them on short fields, sort of like Major League Baseball in the 7-inning games. I mean, it required the Eagles cooperating. That was the only way you were losing that game.
You know what was the amazing thing about it, John, was the Eagles were also getting the ball to start the second half.
Yeah!
Because they deferred.
Rhea, I'm yelling at the TV going, great, we can get a twofer.
Yeah!
That's what I thought.
Field goal. Jake Elliott before halftime, and then come on out with one of your second drives. And if you're up 20-0 and Doug wants to play Billy Big Ball's offense and go for it, that's cool. That's cool. I'm okay. 20-0, I'd feel a little bit better. Wow. I don't understand the philosophy, especially in a first game when your offensive line was pitiful in pass protection. Pass protection.
John,
I don't understand why you weren't keeping it more on the ground.
John, this actually came up as a question yesterday. It's one of the reasons I thought I wanted to bring you on. Somebody said, I'd rather have Matt Ryan in a big game than Carson Wentz. You watch Matt Ryan every week. He's a local guy. Is he better in big moments than Carson Wentz?
Matt Ryan's had has far more of a database for me to deal with and to deal from. But I believe Matt Ryan has a better history of under duress being able to deliver. But what I would tell you is this, like Matt Ryan, you can pull up the FanDuel or whatever you're on and look at it and say, well, Matt Ryan passed for 450 yards or whatever it is last week. Boy, Matt Ryan had a great game. Matt Ryan had a bad game. And the Falcons offense had a bad game. Wow. When Seattle had the game in hand, it became garbage yardage time, and Pete Carroll said, you can throw it underneath all day long. We're going to let you get the garbage stats. And that's what they did. They got a bunch of garbage stats. So people look at it and go, boy, Matt Ryan had a great game. No, he didn't.
The Dak Prescott
stunk when they needed him to be good. The Falcons offense stunk.
Right.
And so, you know what? I'd have to give the edge to Ryan right now, though. And look, I'm a Wentz fan, but I need to see more out of Carson. And I got to tell you, last week, that was the most disappointing performance I've ever seen him have.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Because he's got to know better. You can get rid of the football. You can live to fight another day. You can, and the fumbles, I don't understand. If I hear one more soundbite about, well, we're working on that, we're working on that. In year five, you can't tell somebody you're working on that. You can't say you're working on something.
John,
you're obviously not working hard enough.
Are there going to be fans in Atlanta? Are they going to allow the fans? They're not. That's interesting.
In October they will.
Okay.
The first two home games they will not.
Ooh.
And as I was saying, it'll look like most first quarters of Falcon games on Sunday for the 1 o'clock games, where only like 25% of the fans are in till we get to like the end of the first quarter. Because for some reason nobody has clocks down here.
So there are misgivings now for opening things up too soon in Atlanta and in Georgia. Is that correct?
Oh, no, 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 no. No, they just did that out of the first two games. So the soccer team and the two, they will have fans in October. But Ange, they're only talking like 12 to 15 grand.
Right. I mean,
and that building is cavernous.
Right.
So it's, I don't know what kind of an impact it's going to have, but having fans in the building is still going to make an impact. And for college football down here, you know, there's still going to be like 18,000, 20,000 fans for Georgia, which is important. And some people, they're getting back to it. I still find it, you know, high school football, like Olivia's high school, only parents of players can go to the game.
Right.
Like each school has their own rules. Only parents of the players can go, and the cheerleaders can go to the game.
Right,
so there's all kinds of different rules.
I just have one last thing, because you're very strong on politics, too, I've noticed, Sean. And what I wanted to ask you is that there's a massive crackdown on any tailgating on Sunday, but the mayor is allowing encampments for protesters within Center City. Do you think he's handling that well?
Do I think he's handled anything well?
You're not a Jim Kenney fan?
No, I'm not. I'm not a fan. No,
okay.
I'm not a fan. Is that you're going to let people take over public space and set up a tent city where people are going to potentially be stepping on needles and human excrement.
Correct.
And you're going to tell people that they can't tailgate at an Eagles game?
Yes.
You obviously have a set of rules and a set of margins for making your decisions that's constantly wavering. And, Ange, that's something to me, I consider myself a libertarian.
Yeah.
And that's something to me that is completely unacceptable, because I hate that there's so many rules to begin with. So if you're going to put a rule in the book, make it a rule in the book that applies to everyone in every situation, and don't situationally decide where you're going to enforce the law.
I would say. John, you know what I've just heard now? I heard a man
sense.
That I would vote for. I would vote.
Guess what?
Ever considered politics?
I have considered it. And you never know when I might be looking for work.
No,
so, you know what I mean? Maybe that'll be it.
John, I would. You know, I'm looking for something to do after I'm done here, and maybe I could be your campaign man. How about that?
Okay. I have to put a lot of uhs and uhs. I don't know if I could do that. Would you edit that out of the speeches when you write them?
Absolutely, John.
Okay.
We could take over this town.
Kincaid for mayor. Right. Kincaid for mayor. Good work.
Be good, John.
All right.
Thanks,
love
buddy.
You guys.
Love you too, pal. Thanks very much. On the line with us, Al, is a man. This has got to be tough for him. He goes to every Eagle game every year, but he ain't going on Sunday. Kenny from the Dirty 30. Hey, Kenny.
Why don't you just kick me between the legs, Ange?
Kenny, when's the last time you missed an Eagles home game?
September 10th, 2010, when my son was born.
All right, fine, but that was a big milestone moment. Kenny,
What's
this going to be like for you?
Well, I'm going to do my best to recreate a tailgate in my house. I got a big screen TV. We're going to have the grill going and a couple neighbors coming over, and I'm going to have to make chicken salad out of chicken poop, I guess, because that's all we can do.
All right, will there be Eagle chairs and stuff like you would if you were at the game?
Of course. I'm going to do the best I can to recreate it.
All right.
It's all we can do, bud.
I know, but how are you feeling about it? Like, the thing that would, if they win, we'll be okay with whatever the situation is. If they lose like they did last week, I can't deal with another week like this, Kenny.
Well, let me get to my point here.
Yeah.
I'm glad, Mitch, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing good,
you're
Kenny.
Here. Mitch, Aaron Noah had a bad game yesterday, so we need to trade him, right? Get rid of him.
No.
Yeah.
You're doing a Wentz thing right now. I know what you're doing.
I didn't say they should trade Wentz. I said it could be a possibility.
The one thing that drives me crazy, Wentz had a bad game yesterday. Yes, he did. But Wentz wasn't coaching. Wentz wasn't playing defense. Wentz wasn't missing field goals. Last year, he got blamed for so many losses. I can think of three games in the fourth quarter where he put passes right in wide receivers' hands for a win, and they dropped it.
Oh, I agree with that.
Jim Schwartz blew it. It's more than just Wentz.
Well, I can say this, Kenny.
Wentz decides, because he's the quarterback, he's going to take on all of it himself, and mentally he hurts himself. If the rest of the team does his job, watch how Wentz will rise his game, like he did the last four games last year.
Well, I can say this, Kenny. The first interception, my 16-year-old son is a quarterback, and he said that is that receiver's fault because he did not come back to the ball.
He didn't. That's true.
And that's the truth. The problem I have is simply getting rid of the ball when there's nothing there.
Yeah, he's got to do that. Kenny, you feeling good about the game? What are you thinking?
I'm conflicted because I think the Eagles, as men, were embarrassed, and I know they know they're a better team, and I think they're going to come out with all cylinders firing. I really do.
I do, too.
Now, that said, you can only do so much when you got rookies and inexperienced playing that offensive line. But they're just going to have to overcome. It's going to have to be like how when the Phillies have to out-hit their bullpen.
Right.
Sunday, the Eagles are going to have to outplay their offensive line. And I they have the capability of doing it. They do.
Kenny,
they do.
Jonesy had something he wanted to ask you.
Give me one.
What?
Wow, all the way from Connecticut. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! You owe us one.
Yes, they do. Winner of the week is still Jimmy Butler. Weasel of the week is still the Phillies bullpen. I got to give this stuff away, guys. Give me a shot here. Just try. Give it a... Rhea's waiting for the first winner of the week. It's 9:16 in the morning.
Week.
All right, we got Hot Seat coming up. We got Jay Black checking in on the rating stuff. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say this. No matter what else happens the rest of the show, the highlight of this show already happened.
Well,
it happened shortly after 8 o'clock when Dick Vermeil came on the show and really took a shot at Fletcher Cox.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell you ahead of time, the line of the day, you will hear Dick Vermeil's comments about Fletcher Cox because it's very important they be heard. Fletcher Cox needs to wake up and start earning his money Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. WIP Sports Time, 9:17.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.